Time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay.
All right. I mean, it's incredible news, sad news yesterday. 9 people lost their lives in a helicopter crash out in California, and 2 of those happened to be members of the same – well, it was even worse than that. You had Kobe Bryant and his daughter, a coach, his wife and daughter, plus a pilot and other people on that helicopter that went down. And you grieve for all of them, Mike, but it indicates a problem, what we think of professional athletes and people who make a lot of money in this country. They're no different than us. They're flesh and bone and blood, and terrible things happen to them. It's just that when you have somebody at Kobe Bryant's age, you know, he's been retired, what, 3 years from the NBA. He was one of the youngest players to go into it. It seems as when it's an athlete, it seems as a shock to everybody. But it's no shock. They, other than making a lot of money and having specific talents, they're the same as everybody else.
Yep, I couldn't say better than that. It's a tragic thing, and you know, it's also a tragedy for those other people that were on there. And the one guy, he's a baseball coach in California. He coaches in the Cape Cod League. So, and it's just a coincidence. My nephew's playing for that team this year. It's a tragic situation for everybody. And Kobe Bryant was a good guy, and it's a shame. He used a helicopter like we use a car.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Instead of having to drive with a motorcade escort of 5 cars and guards and sit in traffic to get someplace in 2 hours, they had the means and the luxury to fly by helicopter. That's what wealthy people do when time is money, and they have families and stuff to support. And you're right. They use helicopters like we use cars. Absolutely.
And it's a thing where, again, you know, weather came into play. You know, the same thing happened with Kennedy's son when he was going to Martha's Vineyard on his flight that he flew himself. The weather was questionable whether he should have taken off or not. And yesterday there was fog in that area that they said they'd never seen fog like that before. So, you know, sometimes you do things that you shouldn't do, and that's where the invincibility comes in, not because you're an athlete or anybody, just because you're a person, and you say, well, it's not going to happen to me. So, yeah, it can happen to you. And, you know, maybe there was a little negligence or they pushed the envelope. I don't know. I'm just saying from what I heard. So a lot of times there's things you shouldn't be doing, and you do them anyway, and you pay the price for it. Maybe this was one of those things.
Well, I'll compare this to the shock that people are feeling now, whether or not they're basketball fans or not, by the way, just because
it has nothing to do with basketball.
He was a visitor. Go back to when Roberto Clemente was flying to the islands to drop off supplies, and he died in that plane crash.
What about, was it Payne Stewart? Was another
Payne
one,
Stewart
right?
was on a Gulfstream jet heading back after a tournament. And they all died in the air.
Thurman Munson.
Yeah, I mean, these things impact us all because they're athletes, and whether we want to believe it or not, in our minds, we hold them to like a different level of livability, of survivability of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's when it happens, it's horrible. And it's horrible for all involved. Like we said, 9 people perished in that crash yesterday. 9.
Yeah, I mean, and it happens to a lot more people than Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens to people that you don't even know. It happens to school teachers, and it happens to a whole lot of people. It's just this one was more magnified because of who it was.
Yeah.
And I'm not belittling it in any way.
But it's true. It's true.
It happens a lot.
But when it happens to somebody that we all know for something other, it's impactful. And it brings the whole thing down. Now you're going to talk about the Super Bowl? You know what I mean? It brings life back into reality. It brings everything back right where it belongs. Okay, is it really going to hurt you if your team now loses a Super Bowl? I mean, that's the way you've got to look at this thing. You know, it's a humbling moment. And there are bigger things to worry about than who's going to win the Super Bowl or the NBA championship.
Yeah, and I heard somebody say something which made a lot of sense to me. like for the next 3, 4, 5 days, people are going to think differently about a lot of different things, and then they're going to go back to the regular way that they live life.
It's true. The shock will wear off. That's exactly right. The shock
happens.
Will wear
off. I mean, even a magnitude of something like 9/11 has washed away from a lot of people. So maybe because it is Kobe Bryant, maybe it'll last a little longer. Maybe it'll impact people's lives a little more. Maybe they'll think of that little bit extra time of, well, you know, should I do this or not? Whether it's getting in a helicopter or getting behind a wheel after you had one too many drinks. It could be something as simple as that. So if this helps people live their lives a better way, then Kobe Bryant didn't die in vain. And if it would help just a few people think secondly on making a decision that they shouldn't have made.
You know, life is too short. Enjoy.
Don't I know it? Don't you know it?
Yep. Enjoy your victories while you have them. Enjoy your activities while you have them, and move on. Enjoy your life.
That's right. My wife used to say when she was sick, every day's a gift, and she lived it that way. And that's the way people should live their lives, whether you're sick or you're not sick.
All right. Well, with all that being said, it did start before this, but all these Super Bowl stories now coming out and stuff like that. I mean, maybe we should have just had it a week after this weekend.
Yeah, but you know what? It would have been yesterday. How bad would that have been?
That would have been horrible. That would have been absolutely horrible, yeah.
How bad would that have been? Yeah. And what's the irony? Like, I'm not a music guy. I'm not a Grammy guy. Yeah. I don't, you know, that lifestyle or whatever. But how was it last night where the number one focal point in media was the Grammys, and it was in the Staples Center?
Yeah, it's the way things work out. How about LeBron James passing him just the night before?
The night before.
I mean, you want to talk about creepy? It's just, you know, again.
I mean, it's a bad, bad coincidence.
Yep. Is there anything good to talk about in sports?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, that supersedes everything. Complaining that there was no football or what happened with the All-Star game in hockey or whatever is second seat to this today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Mike, we'll see if we can get back on the beam tomorrow.
Unfortunately, we will.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.